The Bible is the single most important book that has ever been written. The creator of the universe gave us a playbook on how to live in his universe and the laws that govern it. On this podcast, we will explore what the Bible says on money, success, business, leadership, influence, relationships, and any other area that we discover may help us in business. So join us to discover the amazing wisdom of the Bible and how we can use it to grow our business and to improve our life. This is Jacob with another episode of the Let's Get to Business podcast. So today I'm going to talk a little about something that I feel is very important. That is the principle of renewing our mind. That's what I'm talking about. I think it's pretty important. In Romans 12 verse 2 it says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is a good, acceptable, and perfect will of God." So if you realize, this is the path to perfection according to God. This is how we achieve our maximum in our life, is by the renewing of our mind. You know, so many times in life, I have found myself with the wrong attitude. And when I have the wrong attitude, it is almost impossible to succeed because my attitude holds me back from succeeding at life. But when I realize that, when I have a mindset shift, when I have an experience or somebody reminds me or I go to an event and it inspires me or something, and I realize where I'm going wrong, where my mind has shifted into the wrong direction, I now shift my mindset. How do we not conform to the world? We don't conform to life. We don't conform to the pressure around us. We don't conform to the negativity. We don't conform to what the news wants. We don't conform to what people around us want us to do. No. We need to be transformed. And the way that we do that is by the renewing of our mind. And sometimes this may mean reading a book. We need to have some new thoughts. We need to have some new concepts to think about. That's why we go to seminars. That's why we go to church. I mean, that's why we, you know, listen to preachers. That's why we have the Bible studies. Because we need to constantly be renewed. Like, we need to have that mindset shift. You know, that's why we listen to music. It helps us have a renewing of our mind, especially if we listen to good stuff. You know, so it's very important that we understand that the renewing of the mind is the way to a good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. So a good, acceptable, and perfect life is created and designed by the renewing of our mind. So the question is, what are you doing to renew your mind? Like, what are you reading? Are you reading the Bible? You know, are you reading some books? What are you doing to have a new shift in your mindset? What are you doing to learn? Are you hanging around the right type of people? Maybe that's what you need. There's a story that I read years ago, and it talks about Steve Jobs when he first founded Apple. And he was trying to make the iPhone much, much smaller. And the engineers came to him, and they wanted engineers like, it's impossible. There is no way to make this iPhone smaller. So Steve Jobs says, "Hey, give me your iPhone." And he gave him his iPhone, and he dropped it into a glass of water. The poor engineer was completely shocked. But there was bubbles coming out of the iPhone. Steve says, "As long as there's bubbles coming out of this iPhone, there's more space to make the thing smaller." He got the guy to change his mindset by shocking him. He got him to see something different. Like, and I think that as leaders in our companies, in our businesses, we sometimes have to figure out ways to shock not only our employees and the people that we work with and the people in our organization's mindset, but we also need to have a shift of our own. We need to also find ways to shock our own system into new thoughts. And that is why we go to seminars. That's why we hang around people who are more successful than us. Because they can tell us when we're doing something wrong. They can help us grow in new areas. I just think this is such an important thing. We need to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. So the question is, are you stuck in your mind right now, or are you willing to open your mind to change? Like, what are you doing wrong? And I ask myself that all the time. Humans have an amazing capacity for self-deception. We have an incredible amount of lies that we tell ourselves that we actually believe. You know, I actually might have mentioned this in my last episode, but my good friend Rod Levesey, he likes to say, "Thou shalt not kid thyself." I have kidded myself so many times, and it never works out to best ability. It is always best to constantly be renewing our mind, and we do that by reading books and trying new things and continuing to use what works. We don't just stop there. We continue that process. We got to continue. We got to continue to push. We got to continue to grow. It's essential for growth. It is essential for perfection. It is essential to go to the next level. So with that, I hope you guys are having an absolutely amazing day. I hope this inspires you. I hope you can look into your life and find something. And you kind of think of something in your mind. You can think of something that you're thinking or a mindset or something you need to change. And be willing to renew your mind on that. willing to change, willing to grow in that area. So with that, you guys have an incredible day. We'll talk with you next time.
If you have enjoyed this podcast, please rate and review us. If you have suggestions or comments, or would like to have more information, visit jacobdlee.com. Thank you for listening.
You're listening on the Verbal Crowd Network. Find more great shows at verbalcrowd.com.